Hello, I'm Karen O'Connor, a consultant speech and language therapist, and this is the Karen O'Connor podcast, part of openingyourmind.com. Openingyourmind.com is my website where I share my extensive knowledge and unique pieces of the jigsaw approach so that your child can achieve their greatest potential over the shortest period of time. We blend up-to-the-minute speech and language therapy techniques with sensory integrative techniques, including sound therapy, which will be impacting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, so that your child can achieve their greatest potential quickly and easily. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach, as iTunes and other podcast apps start to recommend it to people like you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you.
My son came to when he was 6 years old and he had disfluency issues. His teacher in school brought to my attention at the end of junior infants that he really wasn't progressing as he should with his speech. He was always involved in the speech and language, you know, you public health nurse, and then you go, they keep you in the system, and then they referred me onto the local service in the university. That's who I'd seen about him before I'd come to see Karen. That's where I'd gone. So he'd always been, they thought he was fine. It was just part of who he was. And then only that the teacher indicated, I went a bit further and they sent me into the local university with them. Main concern was, I suppose, fluency, or what I would have called at the time stammer. You know, what you know as a stammer. Fluency only learned later. So he was finding it very, trying to get his words out, trying to explain himself. I always felt that he knew what he wanted to say, always, but he couldn't get it out, or got excited in the situation because he was excited to tell what he had to say. They never picked up with the public health nurse, the speech and language, you know, in the community. They always said, obviously, his comprehension was very good. They never had any problems with him at all. Only that I requested after the teacher saying to me at the end of junior infants, look, there's more of an issue in class, which I wouldn't have been. So we didn't ever do anything about that before because we just accepted who he was and thought this would grow out because he's a very happy boy. We went on to the university, to the speech and language department, met a lady there and kind of described where she felt disfluency comes from. You know, she doesn't seem to be that worried about him. And just all the first time we saw her, all she said to say to him was, you know, when he's in the middle of the disfluency or stammer, what I would have called it at the time, you know, just to say to him and reassure him and say, look, it's okay. I know it's difficult. So I tried to say that in the back of the car one day and he just was like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're saying. And I just dropped it at that point because I didn't want to make him conscious because he didn't have any problem. We hadn't really a problem, but he certainly wasn't aware of it. Went back to the same department and she just didn't give me any help. Really, she didn't give me any help. I'd read about the Tomatis method years ago, and I had been recommending other people to come and see Karen for other dyspraxias and different things. So when this came to my door, well, I'd been looking for lots for children and for adults in relation to anyone in the West do anything with the Tomatis method, and that's how I found out about this, looked into it more, and then I decided just to come and see Karen and to see what could be done or whatever else. So that's how I'd heard about you. Oh, relieved. I was totally relieved. Because the way Karen did the assessment, with the holistic assessment of the puzzle, I actually started to understand, rather than people saying with my son that it was an anxiety, which I really didn't really feel, and definitely now nothing at all. He's the opposite. Understood the motor planning, that it was coming from the body issues, that it was, you know, the wiring more than anything that we had done that he had done, you know, even the genetic side of it. Or relieved. I just knew, and Karen gave me the book to read, so I could read case studies on individuals, and I was relieved, and I totally got it straight away. Well, I suppose it was totally new, because if you're going to a speech and language person that I had gone, they're only looking at the speech and language. That's all they're looking at, and comprehension. Or, you know, trying to assess if he can or he can't, or what he can do on paper. But when I looked at when Karen explained the pieces of the jigsaw, you know, I suppose it took a few minutes to understand and go, oh, wow, it kind of took the legs from under me a little bit, going, okay, this is where this makes perfect sense now, because the foundation isn't there in the motor planning. And from there up, I can't reach the top unless we have the bottom done. So the foundation wasn't even in it, even though we'd given him everything we thought was foundation, or, you know, assumed foundation. Mm-hmm. So totally different, mm-hmm. you know, and made total sense to me. I could start to see him, what was happening, clearer than just his speech, which was kind of the secondary thing of a primary problem. Mm-hmm. And I suppose since meeting Karen and doing the work, it's all fitting together even more, because the more I go on, the more I see, and the more clearer I'm seeing him, and how it all makes him as an individual. If the piece isn't there in the motor, if it's left out, you know, that piece will always be missing, and there's nothing I could have done about it. I found Karen's approach different because it was more holistic, as in it looked at all sides of my son, not just his speech from a mechanical end, which I feel this traditional speech and language do, and his comprehension. I feel that Karen's approach, you know, using the jigsaw approach, which is, you know, just looks at the whole lot of him and what puts him together. And by leaving a piece of the jigsaw out, which mightn't be there, like a foundation piece, you know, it kind of starts at the bottom base and builds up, that there's no way it could have reached to the mechanicals of speech if the foundation wasn't there. And that piece was missing, or certainly missing, or just not connected right, I'd say, rather than missing. That's what I would say about it. So Karen, after the assessment, recommended the lift therapy, had given me case studies that she'd written in her book. And I felt quite confident that this was going to work. The changes I saw when I did the lift program with my child was that his fluency issues totally disappeared, and he was able to be fluent, and his stammer, I suppose, in plain man's language, the stammer went. What they noticed about him was, someone of them said, his handwriting improved, which was a byproduct of what we were looking for. It wasn't why we did it at all, but I suppose he was finishing junior, going into senior, and I rang the senior infant teacher in, I think it was probably end of September, October, to see how he was getting on with his fluency. And I think she felt I got him off guard, but she had no idea what I was talking about. No idea what I was talking about whatsoever. And, you know, I think, she, you know, kind of a bit of defence went up, which was fine, because she was totally asking me, like, what was I talking about, kind of thing. Yeah, totally. And I've kept an eye, you know, on him since, but she had no idea. With the lift with him, I'd say his coordination definitely changed. His maturity came on. He came more into himself, more together, you know, so he wasn't flying off as many places. Definitely his writing, his reading. I didn't understand, which was a very key point, that if he couldn't hear the sounds, he couldn't actually do the reading and the writing as easy as he could. That was a huge part. So that is another massive part, which I didn't understand, that he really had missed out on hearing the words, saying the words. So obviously to spell a word, you have to be able to sound it out and to be fluent in speaking in order to be able to spell and write. Mm-hmm. So that obviously changed hugely for him as well. My daughter is nearly 3. She struggled in the beginning with words, I noticed it. She had a tongue tie and a lip tie when she was born, which I got revised, which means cut, which kind of grew back. And I noticed when she was talking that she was actually mouthing it and couldn't get it out. I knew she understood what she wanted to say, but the words didn't come easy to her. I didn't know, was a little bit clumsy because she was small, but I suppose I had been here before with other children of mine. So, well, I had said it to the public health nurse and she said, you can do all these referrals for hearing, which I only have to do in last week, hearing test, OT test, only because I was saying I had a son with disfluency and I felt, but I have got no appointments really, and I suppose in my own way I knew that probably wasn't the road I needed to go down. Karen was doing work with my other son, so she had met my daughter and had seen how she moved, and before I said anything, I suppose I kind of realised that she realised that there was motor issues that might have delayed her, as I was describing to her about her not able to get words out. So that's how it came to Karen, because Karen had met us. I felt, I suppose she was so young, but I knew and I trusted Karen that she knew she'd dead. And even now when I'm out, I can kind of see it as well with the movement, with her movements. And, I might have seen the oral stuff, but Karen saw the movements. I would have felt relieved, like I did with my other child, that something could be done, that early intervention is, I suppose, now I had learnt, and early intervention was really important for me. She needed to have this done at some point, so I needed to look after her now, you know. With the therapeutic listening, the first time I would have done it with her, she was a year and a half. I didn't notice a whole load. Then we did the lift, and which she started to talk after the lift really well, and I had a few more words, and other people noticed it. Grandparents noticed it, which I hadn't been saying it to anybody, and people had said it, come and saying to me, oh, she's really come on. And the therapeutic listening after that was really good, really good. The second time after the lift worked really well for her. With the lift program with my daughter, I saw that she began to be able to put words in play and be able to start verbalizing more herself rather than pointing to things, and her coordination improved. She was less clumsy. And I just find that Karen's approach, she would look at all of it down to the biomechanical, which I feel as a mother, that is what we need in today's society. You can look at it as one pronged going on a medical model, but this is so much more than a medical model, which I'd highly recommend to any parents. Well, any parents starting off are worried about their child with anything. I would say, well, I'd be meeting them, I'd be saying, look at the YouTube videos, see, does anything hit home? Phone call to Karen or an appointment with Karen to see if the program would fit. I think it's a program anyone can do, and it's a lovely program. Music, music therapy is another way of saying it, for people to understand, and it's really accessible and can change lives. So I would highly, highly recommend it.
Thanks for listening to the Karen O'Connor podcast. Please visit openingyourmind.com for more information on the work that I do. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss out on future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.